News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's Monday. It's been a Monday of Mondays around here, and you know, we had a lot of technical challenges here this morning, and now we're back on track, and it's in focus here to Monday, and I got to be the lucky one. This is kind of a pre-Christmas gift.
I get
to host the show with Dr. Timothy Schaefer.
I don't know if I've ever been called a gift in such a way before. Not in that way.
Well, you're not. It's a gift to be talking.
Oh,
with
yeah.
You.
Okay. Then I will. I would agree.
Because Brandon is off today. He'll be back tomorrow, I think, if I recall correctly. So
very good.
Nice to have you in, and you and I get to do the talk here today.
This is good. You're usually across the glass there, so this is a little bit more human interaction in the studio.
Well, first things first. You've had a couple of challenges here in the last, 3 months has it been?
Yeah, I guess it has been, since October. So
it was in October you had a stroke.
I did, or something of the sort, right? And having all that experience. And I actually ran into somebody maybe a weekend ago, and I was apologizing to a colleague at K-State, and I was saying, hey, I haven't seen you in a while, I thought I needed to fill him in, and he's like, no, actually, he's like, you know, strange enough, I heard about it on K-Man. So so it was one of those reminders that there are people out there who are catching the stories and hearing the news, you know, whether it's in focus
listen.
Or otherwise. You know, it's one of those little, yes, exactly, that's good. People buying commercials, this is true. But, you know, it is striking, you know, as somebody who spends their time doing some of this kind of work and talking about the role of people being informed and knowledgeable and all of these types of things. There's always this wonderful little reminder when people say something like, "Oh, I heard you on K-Man," or and in fact, there was a snow day about a week or so ago, and actually, I think it was a week ago, and I was standing up watching our kids were sledding, and a friend who we hadn't seen actually in quite a while, they were also talking about it, and they were also mentioning hearing about some stuff on K-Man. So it was a good reminder that I should be thoughtful about what I say.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of important. Well, you've had quite a year.
It has. It's been a big year. We had a child born this summer, our fourth a little girl. So she's just about 6 months, which is hard to believe. And it's been all the transitions that come with that. And then when I was sick and then really kind of extended in a lot of ways, my wife played a really outsized role in just about everything. So,
well, including chauffeur, because she drove you out here last
time. She did, yeah.
It's nice to meet her.
Yeah, you know, the person behind the screen there, who makes just about all of it happen, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's you know, it's been really significant in a lot of ways, and a good reminder of you know, the people around you and who can help. And you know, we had a meal train for a little while, which was one of these things I'd never experienced, but it was actually quite nice because I was kind of out of it, and life was pretty full, as it were. We had, you know, a lot of people in the house, especially two little kids who weren't in school, and it was nice to be able to say, hey, oh, somebody's going to stop by in a little bit with something. And it was great. It was that sense of when we talk, or when I talk about kind of community and relationships and some of these types of things, it was one of those good reminders of some of that actually being put into practice. So I was really appreciative of from the relationships and people we know in the community, some really close and others who were, you know, a little bit broader, more on the kind of friendship side with my wife, and it was I don't know, it was really reassuring in a lot of ways of people around and people care and people to ask, you know.
You know, and that's one of the things, you know, in, you know, here during the holiday season, you can think about all the different stories, you know, that are heartwarming. But that just kind of, you know, just kind of reinforces the good naturedness of people.
Yeah, it was really meaningful. And, you know, one of the experiences that I had, that this was all obviously unexpected. And
yeah, you don't put those on your calendar.
No,
like it wasn't or something.
It wasn't on the calendar. No, indeed. And so it was in the middle of a semester, and I'm teaching, right? Actually, grades are due today. So after this, I have to go finish final things. Everybody else has been more diligent than I. But it was one of these moments that my students thought we were going to do class remotely. We were going to use online technology to have a conversation. And that was the day I went into the hospital. And so all of a sudden they show back up on that following Monday and I wasn't there. And as it was described to me, my department chair went in and had this kind of solemn look and said, this is what has happened. This is what's going to go on for you and how things are going to transpire. And so for about a month I was out, not interacting with them really in any way. And so I had, you know, just speaking about people helping, I had people jump in and to my courses. I had three classes that I was teaching, so people were covering different things in various ways. And it was just, it was one of those stresses that I had immediately of thinking like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? And my department chair, Greg Paul, a member of Manhattan community here, and he was like, don't think about this. Don't worry about this. We've got you. We've got your back. We've got it covered, all these kinds of things. And it was, I mean, to your point earlier of sense of community, right? There were people who showed up with plates of pasta and bowls of salad, but there are also people kind of in the workspace who were helping make it work because there, I mean, these students couldn't just hit pause. So they needed to keep going. And so the moment when I came back about a month later, a little bit before Thanksgiving, it was this funny look because they're like, he's here, right? And so, yeah. And a lot of them said that, right? Like, you know, we missed you. And I've been reading some of the final reflections and things from the semester. And it was a good reminder of the impact that you can have on people, right? Yeah. It's not always expressed in those ways. And so it's an interesting moment now, right? As we come into this kind of reflective period of end of the year and all of this phase and saying, okay, you know, what's going on? What's happened? What are your relationships with people? And some of them were, you know, some are more obvious than others. And then there are those that are less clear until they kind of say it. And then you realize that you do have impact on people and you have to be thoughtful about it.
Well, you know, there's a lot to talk about potentially today. One of the things that we do want to visit, though, is that you've got some things that are coming up. And we didn't even get into titles or anything. And
no,
I don't.
Okay.
I can't even go through and read what your title is because it's like 17 words.
It is. It's a lot for a business card. I'll put it that way.
It is.
They're not even all in one. They're actually two that, depending on who I'm talking with, I'll hand one or two, which I don't know how that comes across to folks. But.
Okay. But anyway, there's a project that you have in the works.
Yeah. Yeah. So one that's coming up fairly soon in a number of weeks is with the Kansas State Legislature, working with the National Institute for Civil Discourse, which I'm a part of. We are going to be hosting a day-long retreat with, I don't know what the final numbers are, but we were somewhere in the 40s for participants from the legislature across parties to experience a kind of a day-long workshop around basically civil discourse and how they think of themselves and how they came into the positions that they have, not in like how did you get elected, but like why do you care about mm-hmm. being an elected official and engaging in these kinds of ways. It's been utilized in a number of other states, I think about 20 other states. Some of them have repeated constantly, and it's been really impactful in some significant ways. Maine, for example, has had a few of these, and they actually radically changed. I shouldn't say radically, but they altered how they function as a legislative body to the extent that they no longer sit across the aisle. So they would sit more interspersed. So all of a sudden, there's a Republican and a Democrat beside each other. And for them, it's changed the ways that they're framing how they're talking about stuff. Like right? You literally can't say, my colleagues across the aisle, we're just not doing that kind of thing. So that's going to be happening in January. And there's been some excitement. Some actually of our local leaders around here have been part of the conversation that has led up to this. And so I don't want to kind of say too much, but the idea is that this is one example of how specifically legislators can engage each other in more kind of meaningful and substantive ways with the sense that this can serve as a launching point into bigger and broader project here in Kansas that we would say, how do we think of kind of civil discourse or public discourse as a constructive approach to thinking about kind of community dynamics and issues across the state. So this is going to be happening on the 17th in January in Topeka, and we're going to see where it goes. But there's a lot of interest, and there's some energy, and a lot of other people who are saying, you know, here's a moment in time when we can look at Kansas as one of these really good examples, potentially, of how to think about politics rather than maybe where we've been in a lot of the national stories.
There's, 125 legislative seats. You have basically a third of them that have already signed up.
Already. And I haven't been tracking. That was per a week ago after the very first invitation, which in fact was higher than people actually thought it would be.
Does that include the Senate
So,
the 40 senators.
So it will be across the board. And so we've had leadership, local folks like Tom Phillips and Tom Honk have been a handful of people. Stephen Johnson, for example, a member in the House on the Republican side, have really been champions of this. And Elaine Wolf. We've had a lot of folks who expressed, I think, a commitment and interest to this in a very functional way, right? I mean, and it was always striking. I can think back to one of the first conversations I had with some of these people. It was quite a long time ago here in Manhattan. We were getting a coffee together at Panera, actually, and it was just a good reminder that here are these people who, if you looked at them on paper or how they get framed and talked about in certain ways, you would see them as just being these enemies of one another. And here they were just kind of having good relationships, right, and kind of laughing and knowing about one another's lives and families and these types of things. And it, for me at least, and I know this, but it's good to be reminded of it, that these are people, right, especially at the state legislature or even local levels. These are folks who are doing lots of other things, and this is just another obligation or a thing that they say they want to do and kind of commit to. And it's a good reminder of that these are not folks who are only grounded or think about themselves in that way, but there really is a bigger picture of who they are and the communities that they're from and all this kind of stuff.
When are you doing this?
January 17th.
Okay. So is it during legislative session?
So it's literally like the beginning of the session.
Right.
So before they go and do any of their—
Because they start like January 10th or something like that.
Yeah, the 13th, I believe. Okay. So there's going to be kind of like the pro forma type stuff, and then they're literally going to come across town and we're all going to meet. And then it'll be like a half day session, and then they'll go back and then they'll start really the session. And so part of the hope is that this is a way to shape the way in which they think about this legislative session.
I know that that's one of the things that I think is so frustrating for so many people. And this happens at all levels of government, whether it's local. It seems like everybody's just at each other's throats.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a pervading theme that a lot of people, is just like, you know, this gives government and politicians, regardless of level,
right,
a bad image.
Oh, it does. I mean, I think there's a sense where some of that is appropriate and fits, but overwhelmingly, that's not the case, right? Fundamentally, politics is about how we choose to live and interact with one another, and these are people who are stepping into these kinds of elected roles, right? There's all sorts of other folks who are making the systems work, in public administration, kind of the behind the scenes folks, but it's part of it is, you know, it's a framing, right? It's an issue of how do we talk about this, right? So if it's us against them, right? It's us winning, them losing, it's red, blue, this kind of thing. It just intensifies, I think, some of that kind of characterization of what it looks like and what it feels like then, because then you're arguing for a team, you're for this position. You might hold those values, right? And there's a certain way that you appropriately should do that, and at the same time not have it be so wrapped up in the kind of commitment that, like, it only has to be the Democrats, or it only has to be the Republicans, or whatever it might be.
Well, I look for a full report on your efforts when you return next month.
So it's going to be, so this is kind of the launch. The hope is, and this is where I'm being slightly cagey about it, the hope is that this is the launch of an internal conversation. We're already sketching out some calendar things with the legislative body to kind of sustain those conversations. I know you've had guests on from 4-H, for example, who are doing work with youth leadership.
Had a great session, I understand, here last month.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there's a handful of people who are already kind of committing to doing these periodic interactions with the legislative body in this theme. But the thing that is also, for me, maybe really exciting that this is the launch of is this bigger idea and project that looks at this from the statewide level. So looking at the different organizations who are really committed or have the capacity to do this type of work across the state. So it's not just legislatures and the way that they're functioning, but we're really looking at the local level. And that's for me one of the hopeful stories that might come out of this. So I will have things to tell you.
I'm looking forward to to hearing that. We're going to take our first break of the show, and when we come back, we'll talk about some other things here that are anything in particular that is on top of your mind this
National
morning?
National politics? No. I can't think of anything. Well, we got break.
Okay. 537-1350 is the number to call. We'll research some things here while we have some very important messages from our sponsors. 537-1350 is the number to call if you have a question for Dr. Timothy Schaefer here on News Radio KMAN.